In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Now, wait a minute. Season 2 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, right here on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I've told you about my borderline obsession with the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. But I've recently learned that their genesis is Oakland, California, just as much as it is Lowndes County. Hell, I'd never even heard of a Lowndes County.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't need.
Lowndes County is described as a rural, economically deprived county sandwiched between two historic giants, Selma and Montgomery, Alabama. Now, you need to know the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, the LCFO. They were a local political party, and the LCFO chose the crouching Black Panther as its symbol. Now, Stokely Carmichael, who's the originator of the phrase Black Power, was in Lowndes working with the SNCC. They were trying to register voters. Now, the SNCC is the SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. They were a group put together to help register voters and galvanize that Black enthusiasm around voting. Stuff we're going to need this year, 2024. Now, Alabama laws require political parties to have a symbol. So, the new party chose the Black Panther, which was eventually adopted by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale when they created the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. They said they chose the Black Panther because, like the Panther, Lowndes County's African Americans had been pushed back into the corner and would come out fighting for life or death. The media dubbed the LCFO the Black Panther Party. The spirit of the LCFO spread across the country, and so did their party's Black Power slogan and their Black Panther emblem. Hence the similarities when Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton founded the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in 1966. But folks ain't like that down there in Lowndes. No. See, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was too militant for their liking. See, the LCFO viewed themselves as a political party that didn't encourage the use of violence at all. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense viewed themselves as a political party as well. However, they wanted all the smoke. No provocation, however, always with retaliation. Hasn't that thing constantly plagued us all when we're deciding how to attack this visceral plague of a disease called racism? Should we be nonviolent like Martin? Or get freedom by any means necessary like Malcolm? A nonviolent political party like LCFO or a revolutionary political party like the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense? There's a book called Bloody Lowndes, and it has a careful analysis of the 1966 election that paints a clearer picture of those times. It's called Bloody Lowndes, Civil Rights and Black Power in Alabama's Black Belt. It's by Hassan Kwame Jeffries. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I didn't know.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.